This is Aristoi. I come to you tonight with a very heavy heart. In one sense, it absolutely affects none of you that I feel I've come to know on a bunk top secret. But it certainly does affect me. I have chosen to podcast this as a way of being able to release or scream or cry for help. I don't really know why, but I feel the desperate need to. I grew up with a guy. He was my best friend. He was my right arm. We had always been together through everything in life, through my marriage and children, through his marriage and children, and hell, I even introduced him to a bunk top secret. I was going to officially introduce him tonight in a podcast, so the rest of you get to know him and on his way over to my house. It appears as though maybe the brakes went out or something. Regardless of what happened, a stop sign was blown. And he never made it here. Like I said, I'm not really sure why I'm making a podcast about this. Only, I guess, probably because of the fact that that's what I had originally planned on doing in the first place. At this present moment in time, I don't really feel whole. I don't really feel not whole. I don't really know what to feel. It's like my emotions are going 50 billion miles a second, or kilometers, depending on what part of the world you're in, I guess. I know there's a lot of very spiritual people on a bunk top secret. And I guess maybe that's why I'm doing this. Maybe I'm hoping they can give me some answers, even though I know there aren't any answers. Contrary to what some people believe, and I don't mean to insult them, there is no predestiny. There is only what is. And each second, what is changes. Earlier today, many hours ago, I was a whole person. Now I'm not. That is a reality. That is what is. That is what has to be learned to be lived with. I still have my beautiful wife and my beautiful kid and my pets. And I'm still an adamant defender of common sense. I'm still me, only now I'm not me. I know it's rambling quite a bit. I'm so far off of what I thought I would say. My friend's name, online name, was Hemi392. For those of you that don't know, that's an engine for a Mopar product. He was a big Mopar fanatic. We were both big car fanatics. He hadn't signed up yet, but quite often he would lurk or use my account to go in and see. I've had quite a few drinks since I found out. I know, really stupid. You don't go there. In tragedy. However, he was a big drinker. I wasn't. But tonight I am. In honor of him. So how do you say goodbye? A question asked to the spiritual people on here. How does one say goodbye? Not looking for a magic pill. Just looking to come to peace with this. So that I can get on with my life, so I can feel whole again. I asked my wife for some minutes alone so I could do this. She knew that he was coming over so we could do a podcast for Above Top Secret. She was kind enough to grant that. But up until that point, I hadn't let go of her, and I never will. We are soulmates. He was just as good a friend to her as he was to me. My son, I always called him Uncle. Most of the time it was Uncle Mountain. He was a very, very big guy. are going from rational to irrational, from linear thought to all over the damn place. Now, maybe go out and beat the hell out of a tree, scream my fury at the sky, stomp my feet on the ground. Might even take my hot rod out, see how fast she'll go. I don't know yet. Just don't know anymore. This is Aristoi saying, see ya.